May I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder if, like me, you ever find yourself saying, what do you want, the good news or the bad news? I think it's often we do this, you know, when we've got something bad or sad to tell people, we try and sort of make it sound a little bit happier by saying some good news. I came across a story, actually, about a group of soldiers who were holed up for weeks in a wet, stinking trench. And they were hot and dirty, and they were very miserable. And one day the sergeant stood up and he said to them, boys, I've got some good news for you today. Do you want the good news first, or do you want some bad news? And they all said, well, no, we'll have the good news first. So he said, right. He said, the good news is that today we get a change of underwear. Hooray, they all said, because their underwear was stinking, and I won't go into that one. Great cheer went up. And then he said, well, the bad news is, Ralph, you change with Phil, and Peter, you change with Tommy. Certainly good news, bad news there. Very often, as I've said, when we've got bad news that we have to share, we do prefix it with some good news. Perhaps we feel that it does actually soften the blow, but I'm not sure. In our gospel today, many commentaries have actually described this passage as good news and bad news. And you might be thinking, well, where's the bad news? Where's the good news? If you listen, you might hear. Because actually this incident follows very shortly in the Bible after Jesus had just returned from the temptation in the wilderness, 40 days being tempted by the devil. And actually, if we read a couple of verses before today's portion, we see that Jesus had actually been travelling around the countryside, teaching in many, many synagogues, and no doubt performing many miraculous things. So it's little surprising that the news about him had spread like wildfire around the countryside, and there would have been great excitement and astonishment at all the miracles that were on people's lips and stories that people were sharing. And then the news actually reached Nazareth, the town where he had grown up, where he'd worked alongside his father, that he was actually coming the following weekend to the synagogue. Great excitement. The anticipation and expectation would have been immense. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, reads that portion from Isaiah, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. And then at the end, he proclaims those powerful words, today this scripture has been fulfilled. Jesus has just proclaimed to these people that today he is bringing good news to the poor. He's referring to all types of poor, not just those living in abject poverty and begging on the streets for their next meal, but good news for all living under oppression and reduced circumstances. And this is certainly good news. It would have been like a bonus budget day. A Brexit deal which actually helps everybody in need. Here was this man who used to live in the town, Jesus, the son of Joseph, who was just the trusted carpenter, and he was really, really going to change things. He was going to make a big difference. They had heard of the many miracles, and now it was their turn to receive these amazing blessings. So, what is the bad news, you might be thinking? Well, the bad news is, because at the end, he ends up by saying, doctor, cure yourself. And that a prophet is not accepted in his own hometown. In other words, he's saying to them, don't expect healings from me today. This time, it's not your time. I'm not going to do any healings here. What a disappointment. So yes, that would have been really bad news for them, because many would have turned up just hoping to receive something from Jesus. The anger of these people was immense, because actually, you know, if you read the next portion of scripture, which is a shame that we don't have it today in our reading, they actually hound him out of town, right to the edge of a hill, because the town of Nazareth was built on a hill, and they're threatening to push him over the hill to kill him. They're so angry. That's how angry they are, because he hadn't got good news for them. But actually, Jesus just turns around and walks away from them. You can read that in your Bibles if you want to later. But also this passage talks about the Jubilee year. The Jubilee fell every 50 years. And when the Jubilee year was proclaimed, all the debts were cancelled. Land was returned to its rightful owners. So again, as they heard these words, they would have been so excited if they were people that were shackled in slavery, poor, owing lots of debts. They would have thought, fantastic, that year that we've been so waiting for has come. He's announced it. It's the year now. Well, not so good news, of course, if you were someone who owned a lot of property and you're going to lose out. But you know, as we read these words about people being shackled in slavery, none of us can read those words today without thinking back to the tragic news of this week when those 39 migrants, those Vietnamese people, died in such horrendous situations. Innocent people who were just seeking a better life for themselves and their families, and our hearts go out to all of them at this time. And not just them, but to all who are caught up in slavery and oppression. You know, we live in such a blessed part of the world here. We can't even start to imagine the suffering of these people. So for them, what would have started off as good news, because they would have saved up lots of money for that trip, family would have been quite excited and sad to see them going, but their good news ended up in very, very bad news for all of them. And for that, our hearts go out and we remember them in our prayers. The truth is, you know, as Christians, we don't have answers to many of life's tragedies. For each one of us here today, I'm sure there have been times of good news and bad news. But you know, the secret of getting through the bad times is to hang on to Jesus, to hang on to God. Stay closer to him than you've ever been before. Shackle yourself to him, because he won't let you down. He will see you through the bad times, I promise you. I think, too, the thing is to say, you know, when we're going through something bad, is to thank God for the situation. Not for it, actually, but in it. Thank God that he's there with you in the midst of your pain and your suffering, whatever it is. And as I say, we've all been through those dark times. And it's important in those dark times that we hang on to him. Because we do not want to be those people, like we've heard in the scripture that I mentioned, to chase Jesus away just because he hasn't got the answer we're looking for. And for all of us, we won't always get the answers that we want. But at the end of the day, it's what God has chosen for us, and he will help us to cope with those dark times. So whatever you're going through at this time, hang on to Jesus. Shackle yourself to him. And I promise you, you will get through. Amen.